Perdana Podcast. Tan Sri Arshad says that any good education system must take note of the fact that Malaysia is a multiracial country and be aware of the sensitivities of each community. He believes language skills, especially English, are important. He advocates that universities assess students properly in order to counsel them on the right courses to take.
If you look at Malaysia today, we are consist of a number of races. So the first thing is the education must be aware that we are a multiracial country. We know what is our negaraku, we know is our Malaysia, citizenship and so on, of all races, of all colours and so on. This is the one. We have to talk about accommodating others. And if I am a Muslim, how do we accommodate in our the various type of other religion? So this is the most important, the basis of education. And this can be done during the early state. Kita boleh sematkan dan tanamkan benih, menghormati di antara satu sama lain. This is the awareness that we must have. And in order to do that, those who are responsible for it, teachers, teachers of kindergarten, teachers of university, at whatever level, must be aware of it. Now, we don't want to have people complaining about teachers, about racial bias in class, even in universities. And it shouldn't be. That shouldn't happen. And I think we have to look at it. And anything is wrong, don't talk about races. It's, I think, trying to say, look, I made a mistake. Arshad made a mistake. Don't say because Arshad is a Malay or Chong made a mistake because it's a Chinese. No. Then I think we can have at least a better understanding of what's going on. When we start our national school, the medium of instruction in Malay language, there's nothing wrong, it's good. But there was a second language, English. So why are we not effective in teaching the English language? That's the big question. Now, how do you teach a language? Teach a language, you have to read, you have to write, and you have to speak. So we ask our question, do we write? Do we speak? Do we read intensively in such a way so that English language will be a second language? I can positively answer. The answer is no. We did not do it. I remember during my time when we talk about the British, we read, we speak, and we write English. A lot of lecturers during my time was about 95% who are non-Malay lecturers. So they got a better chance. That's why environment has got something to do with it. And people sometimes complain they have no chance to learn Mandarin or Tamil. Yes, there was a provision. There was a provision that if there is 10 or 15 more pupils of own language than to study their own language, the government should do that. Maybe what they could have done was provide Tamil language teachers, Mandarin teachers in the national school. And that will also give the opportunity, not only the Chinese, but also the Malay boys who wants to learn Mandarin. But even to go opportunities outside Malaysia, English is very important. English language and another language, whether it's Mandarin or not. I think we have to be more serious in whatever we want to do with the language. I think we have to be more serious. And the other thing is important is education. We should try to assess the student. This is my own experience running ITM. We interview the student. We counsel the student the type of course that he or she should go. But sometimes because they're not aware, they have no proper counseling, no proper advice. And that, but this is one of the important things. Just because, or maybe to be a doctor gets earn more money. Everybody wants to be a doctor. But we do not know yet whether you're going to be a good doctor, you're going to be an excellent doctor. And oh, now today a lot of people wants to do accounting. Because it's, you know, money making and so on. Yeah. But not everybody perhaps can be an accountant. And sometimes people undertake degree courses or professional courses because the father or the parent wants them to do that. So therefore sometimes the kids, the children, are not well advised of the career or the courses they want to do at the university. And the other one is, not all of us can go to university. But there is other alternative. You go for vocational education, which later, in terms of earning capacity, earning ability, employability will be better. And now I think the government or most of the universities or colleges are trying to emphasize technical and vocational education and so on, which is good. You know, we have a good system of education and higher education. Whatever people say, the government has provided for it. It's only up to the population, up to the student, up to the undergraduates to make best use of it. The most important thing is, as a student, as a pupil, even you must give your best. But your best may not be good enough. But don't worry about that. You must give your best. You must strive for excellence. You must strive for perfection. Although you are not, nobody is perfect in this world. But that does not stop you and I to strive for perfection. That does not stop for you and I to strive for excellence. No, it doesn't stop. And does not stop us from getting our best. And this is people, sometimes they don't try hard enough. And they fail the first time, they don't want to go for the second time. They're easily discouraged. In life, we cannot afford to do that. You must keep on trying. Kalau kita jatuh, bangun. Jatuh kali kedua, bangun. Jatuh kali ketiga, bangun. To me, you don't have to worry about going to the university, the level. I myself took my degree at the age of 30. But you can start from certificate, next step, you work, you go to diploma. And when you have diploma, you work for a short while, get experience, then you go to the university. I mean, graduate, if you're a graduate, you can always get a job. Whether you want to work as a clerk, that's, you get a job. Whether it is consistent with your qualification, or whether that's consistent with your desire, or you got that qualification, you just couldn't get a job. Now, that's the danger. And there is another unemployment, which is people who got a degree in accountancy, but they don't go beyond that. They didn't sit for their professional accountancy. They didn't sit for MIGPA, Malaysian Institute of Public Accountant. They don't go for CPA of Australia. They don't go for CIMA, Chartered Institute of Management Accountant. And they don't go for Association and Certified Corporate Accountants and so on. Or Company Secretary, Chartered Institute of Secretaries. Or Chartered, then gitu juga kalau business degree. You should go for Chartered Insurance Institute, Chartered Institute of Transport and so on. So this is the professional yang you cakap tadi, accreditation tau, the other aspect of it. So if you go for professional qualification, you can almost get a job. There's no problem, like Institute of Marketing. You could do business theory in marketing, but you don't have a degree you don't have a postgraduate diploma in Institute of Marketing. Now these are the people probably who could not get a job yet, because they don't have that professional qualification. But audit firm, Institute of Internal Auditors and External Auditors, they employ these people. These people are not qualified yet. You know, that's the most important thing for us to bear in mind. Because there's a group of people now, you should get your professional qualification. Yang ada, they ambil degree in surveying, but they're not yet a professional surveyor. So you have to sit for a professional exam. And engineer pun begitu juga. And they're very reluctant to sit for the professional exam. Dia kata dia takut tak lulus. Worried they don't pass. And so also engineers, architect, a lot of them. I know one architect, who got a degree in architecture. Tapi dia tak ambil dia punya professional exam. And there's a disadvantage there. You cannot sign, you know. So you will forever employed by other people, you cannot sign, you cannot do on your own. And you may be good. I'm not denying, but I will sign. There's a law which you say cannot do it. And this is, I think many people do not pursue beyond that. Pada saya tu, it's important. You can get a law degree, but you don't sit for your CLP. So you cannot practice as a lawyer. You can work in a law firm, no problem. But you cannot practice a lawyer, cannot call yourself advocate and solicitor as well. So your value is a bit lower. You don't get your full compensation because you don't have the qualification. If you have the qualification, will you practice? I know these are some of the things which I think the graduates of today, you see, they must bear in mind. I always encourage people to get their professional qualification.